An official history of the British Counterintelligence and Security Service, MI5, has come up with some revelations about the work of the communist Czechoslovak secret police. One of them is how it recruited agents among British Labour Party MPs. One of its biggest catches was a colourful and ambitious junior minister. Chris Johnstone has the story.
The revelations about the success of the Czechoslovak secret police, the STB, in infiltrating the Labour Party has come out in the official history of MI5, which was released this week. Cambridge historian and intelligence service expert Christopher Andrew was given exclusive access to the British service's files. His book, The Defence of the Realm, commemorates the service's centenary since its creation in 1909. One insight into the John le Carré world of Cold War espionage from Mr. Andrew's six-year trawl through the British files is how the Czechoslovak Secret Service recruited two Labour MPs as agents. Historian Igor Lukesh of Boston University says the revelations are an eye-opener given the unpromising start of the Czechoslovak service.
To some extent it is surprising because the Czech intelligence service, which started immediately after World War II, was right from the beginning in the hands of the Communist Party apparat, and therefore not terribly sophisticated and initially not able to operate in countries such as Great Britain, the United States, and others like that. But by the mid-1960s, somehow Czech intelligence had discovered its own legs and started scoring successes, and these recent revelations coming out of this new book by Christopher Andrews only confirm that they were able to do so.
In the 1950s, Labour MP Will Owen was being paid the then very handsome sum of £500 a month for his services after being recruited in 1954. Although Labour was out of power, Owen handed over a lot of valuable military information on British Army policy and NATO contributions, thanks to his position on a House of Commons committee controlling spending. But the Czechoslovak spies went one better when they latched onto the up-and-coming MP John Stonehouse. When Labour returned to power in the 60s, Mr. Stonehouse became a junior minister for aviation. Then he was at the Colonial Office. In 1967, he was minister for technology and later moved up the ladder as Postmaster General in charge of the post office, telecommunications and broadcasting. Mr. Stonehouse, a smooth charmer, had ambitions to be Prime Minister, but Labour lost the 1970 election and Stonehouse found himself outside the shadow cabinet. He sought to get rich quick to advance his ambitions, but a series of companies he set up began to turn sour. He tried to cover his tracks by fiddling the books, but eventually faked his own death in a swimming accident in 1974 in a bid to start a new life with some of the stolen cash. A few weeks after the obituaries, Mr. Stonehouse was discovered alive in Australia under an assumed name. He was brought back, put on trial and imprisoned. The MI5 history shows that the British services had been alerted in 1969 by the CIA about Mr. Owen and that Mr. Stonehouse was suspected of being a Czechoslovak agent. Suspicion had been aroused by an STB spy who defected to the West. Mr. Stonehouse managed then to convince his interrogators that he was clean, while Mr. Owen owned up. The suspicions about Mr. Stonehouse were confirmed by another defector a decade later.
Chris Johnstone with that fascinating